Tanya, welcome so much to Lishe. And as you know, Lishe is holistically about wellness. We always speak about fitness and nutrition and all things that have to do with wellness. Can you take us through, what is behind the ethos of, like you just mentioned, let go, relax and heal, that the Woodland Spa really tries to focus on?
Well, basically, it's just to make people become aware that there's a different kind of way of life.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes.
And basically, you can change your life by just doing a few changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like booking at the spa, where we just said there's some clients that come and they want to order a burger and chips and a Coke. And I'm like, well, this is a different experience.
Yes.
That you are going to be receiving here.
Yes.
And just having a few small things that you can change in your life to live a healthier life.
Yes.
And I think the whole thing behind let go, relax and heal is it's to become aware that you need to, if you let go of your need to just, it's difficult, that mindset that it's difficult having a balanced, healthy lifestyle. If you let go of that mindset, it's easier for you to relax into this new way of being and to heal yourself, basically. Because with small little changes in your lifestyle, you can actually heal your body.
Yeah.
Putting food into your body that's healthy, just avoiding certain things, sugar, all the things that's bad for you. But it's also difficult for people to come to be in that mindset, which is where at Woodlands you become aware.
Mindfulness.
So it's mindfulness. Mm. And all our treatments include a little bit of breathing.
Wow.
So if you book for a massage, it's not you come, you lie in the room and a therapist massages you.
Yes.
You start off with a breathing exercise.
Wow.
All the therapists are trained in remedial massage.
Mm-hmm.
They all do a little bit of Reiki. So without you even knowing it, you're receiving a whole kind of different treatment.
Holistic treatment.
A holistic treatment.
Yes.
And our setting is so beautiful.
Yes.
That it feels that you are miles away, where you're actually just 20 minutes out of Randburg.
Yes.
And I think that's where people come back.
Mm.
Because the experience you have at Woodlands is so unique.
Yes.
And it's actually just a few little changes that we've made to give you a different experience.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, what is your wellness philosophy, and why is it important to have it sort of focused on the blend of, you know, traditional spa experience with the energy of a healing journey?
Well, I always thought that the traditional spa experience was just what everybody was doing.
Yes.
And before I took over the spa, it used to be a corporate environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I took over the spa, the spa used to be a complete holistic spa.
Yes.
So before this corporate entity was running it, it was a complete holistic environment.
Mm-hmm.
So when I spoke to the lady that built the spa,
yes,
and owned and managed and ran it for 11 years, she said to me, Tanya, the corporate entity that was here before kind of destroyed the whole ethos around what we're trying to achieve here. So if you just bring back that holistic mindfulness kind of movement.
Yes.
Because people think it's a movement.
Yeah.
But
it's just a way of life.
Yeah. Your business will thrive again.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, as soon as we made those few little changes, people, it started just picking up.
Wow.
And I think it's like you said, it's a way of life that's always been there.
Mm.
So it's coming back to what is actually just always been there.
Reconnecting.
Reconnecting with yourself.
Yes.
And like we said, it's to become aware.
Mm.
And if you just take a few minutes to sit and relax, connect with yourself and become aware, it's actually what you've always
needed
yeah. and what you knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a journey of healing.
Yes.
And I think that's what you guys offer here.
We do. And I mean, touch is very personal. Massage, it's a personal thing.
Mm.
And they've now done studies where the energy exchange between people touching each other can actually be measured. So if you are having a massage and someone's touching you, mm. there's an energy exchange there.
Wow.
And that's where the healing of Reiki comes from. And everything has energy.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's a scientific fact. We're not making up stories. And
no.
it's not this whole... I think everybody thinks mindfulness and meditation is rooted in this deep spiritual belief that, you know... And I'm like, no, it's actually just connecting with yourself.
Yes.
Connecting with your own energy field
mm.
and realizing that a positive mindset and a healthy lifestyle can actually heal your body.
Very much.
And yeah.
So it's definitely a journey of sort of mind, body and
soul.
And spirit and
yeah.
soul. Yeah.
Mm.
That's so beautiful.
And it needs to be a holistic
yes.
approach.
Yes, because if any of those are disturbed, then already your whole being is having a problem.
Yes.
And I think that's what you see because we live such chaotic lives. You know, we have schedules and, you know, you're a mom, you have a business, and you know, and it allows, a place like this allows you to take time to reconnect, like you're
yes.
saying, to how you're supposed to be doing things.
Yeah.
And connecting to your body and really healing it.
Mm.
Now, talk us through, you spoke, for people who don't know what Reiki is, what that actually speaks to, and why you think that relaxation and, you know, the now sort of trendy self-care is vital for a busy, unending lifestyle.
Well, Reiki is something that you can actually do on your own.
Wow.
It's just feeling that everybody knows that you have an aura and you can feel energy if
yes.
you're close to someone.
Yes.
So a Reiki therapist have been trained in feeling that energy level around your body
mm-hmm.
and they then do a Reiki treatment where they kind of balance all of that energy
okay.
through the chakras. So
okay.
that's a very holistic treatment.
Mm.
It's also an energy healing treatment,
wow.
which some people don't understand.
Mm.
They think they think chakras and balancing your energy is voodoo.
Very hippie.
Hippie, yeah. But it's just actually something that's been there for centuries.
Mm.
That everything has an energy field and you can balance it.
It's very scientific, actually.
It's very scientific.
Yeah.
They've now actually, there's a doctor, I think, in Switzerland he's doing cancer patient treatments with machines that do electromagnetic energy
wow.
work.
Mm.
Like, it's like a Reiki therapist in a machine
exactly.
that balances your energy fields. And they're having very good results.
It's amazing.
So, I mean, it's just creating that mindset of there is an alternative method of healing and it's not something to be afraid of.
No.
And it's basically just trying to change someone's mindset a little bit.
Yes.
That there's an alternative way of doing things.
Mm.
And yeah.
And it's important for self-care.
It's important
And
for
it's
self-care.
Really about connecting, like you're saying, connecting internally.
Yeah.
And in a lifestyle of busyness,
yes.
it's important to take that time.
Yes, and especially to also have different experiences.
Mm.
If you're going to be taking time out for yourself, make sure it's something you've not done before.
Exactly, and something incredible.
Something that you can learn, new things, new skills. I mean, I'm always trying to find new things and new experiences.
Exactly.
And not doing the same old thing over and over. Because, I mean, you learn and you grow all the time.
Exactly. And that's important definitely for a wellness journey.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we've realized definitely that it's not just about popping a pill.
No.
It's important to take the time and find natural ways and ways of reconnecting.
Yes. To your body.
Yes.
And to your mind.
Exactly. Now, what went into, you know, you were talking about your treatments and the journey that you take clients on. What went into those treatment creations, and specifically for, you know, letting go and relaxation and healing? And what can a person coming here for the first time expect?
Well, when you walk through the door, mm-hmm. you're really half blown away because you can't believe that this is here.
So true.
You know, you're like, how is this even possible?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like that when I walk in here every day as well.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe this is actually here.
In existence, yes.
Yes. And then all our staff are trained in remedial massage. Mm-hmm. So the treatment that you're going to be having at Woodlands is not your average
yes.
treatment. Just our whole philosophy around healthy eating, mindful living. You're not going to be getting burgers and chips here. And it's just a different experience that you're yes. going to be having. Our therapists are all... I've had the same team for about 4 years.
Wow.
I mean, I don't have a high staff turnover. Mm. We always have new girls coming in and then they stay. Mm-hmm. And as we grow and our demand grows, we need more therapists. So there's always new people, but the old people stay.
Yeah.
And I think it's also an environment that we are a family.
Mm. Created a community.
Yes. And everybody works so well together. Mm. And we get so many compliments on... The one thing everybody says is just when they walk in the door, they just get this overwhelming sense of everybody's friendly and everybody is so inviting. And I mean, that's just a way of life actually for us as a team. It's not something that we have to put up a show.
Yeah.
It's just being happy and healthy.
Yes.
And offering something different. Mm. And our whole treatment experience is full of aromatherapy oils and different smells.
Wow.
And all our products are organic. Mm-hmm. And well, one range is certified organic, the others are natural. Mm-hmm. The medical product is even a paraben-free
wow.
product. So I think it's just the experience that you're getting is holistic. Because mm. we are treating mind, body and soul just by the smells, the remedial massage, and just the environment in which you're having your treatment.
Mm.
The treatment rooms are glass enclosed. They all look out mm-hmm. onto the river. So I think it's a very unique experience.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what went into sort of thinking around when you're creating a spa like Woodlands, the creations of those treatments and the thought process?
Well, when I took over the spa, I worked very closely with the owner. Mm. And she said she built the spa with the notion that it's a whole complete mind, body, soul, holistic wellness
yes.
journey that you're going to be having.
Fantastic.
So I went back to old suppliers that used to... supply the products mm-hmm. and we use we put together journeys and things that are different
mm-hmm.
where you have every treatment starts with breathing
yes
and we use singing bowls and it's just a sound, smell, sense. It's a sensory mm. journey that you're on.
Mm.
And it needs to tie in with the environment
mm-hmm.
and what we're trying to achieve here. So I usually go the route of if a new product supplier walks in and wants me to use their product in my spa, I always go okay, it needs to be something different.
Mm.
I don't stock products that you can buy at all the other spas, yes, or salons.
Yes.
Or and their sales pitch is always, oh, it sells so well in your area. Everybody's using it. And I'm like, well, that's already putting me off your pitch, because this is not your,
normal. Yeah.
It needs to offer something different. Mm. So I've also, about a year ago, I started manufacturing my own product range.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going well. I've only started with oils and balms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just offering something that's also natural,
yes,
and aromatherapy based, because there is scientifically proven oils,
wow,
that heal certain ailments.
Oh, fantastic.
And these aromatherapy oils are inside the products.
Mm.
So yeah, it's just basically offering something different.
That's amazing. And I think that's really the essence of Woodland Spa.
Something unique.
Yes. Now, Woodland offers, obviously, retreats, and like you're saying, it takes you through a holistic journey. Do you think that there's something to be said about the importance of unplugging and allowing the body and the mind to escape? And how does Woodlands ensure that? And why was setting up something like that for your clients so important?
I think it's so important because as we were talking, saying people asking, how do I do it?
Yes.
And you answering, it's actually so simple. It's just the way I wake up in the morning and I breathe. That's how I do it. And I think it's easier for you just to set out something that you know works. And it's easier not to force someone, but when they book a recharge retreat,
yes,
you're forcing them to unplug.
Yes.
Which in our day and age, you actually need to do.
Yes.
You need to force someone to, like, come here, spend 2 days, I'm going to make you eat healthy food, I'm going to take away your Wi-Fi. And
yes,
then by the end of the second day, they're like, oh, this was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay, well, I forced you actually to do all these things.
And there were alarm bells.
And you were allowing me to do it.
But you're okay now.
You were allowing me to do it because you booked for a certain experience.
Wow.
And I think it's just also changing that mindset, that there's a different way of living.
Yes.
And there's a different way of doing things.
Mm.
And the art of retreating,
yes,
is now a big trend.
Yeah.
Where people actually just need that break,
yes,
where they go somewhere on a retreat and they're forced to unplug,
yes,
and have that lifestyle change for that little moment,
yes,
and then they can go back to their busy corporate life where it's just go, go, go.
Yes.
Some people, they're fine with those little unplug moments.
And some people are so enriching that they carry it on through their lives.
Yes, and that's obviously the ultimate goal.
Wow.
But I mean, in the corporate busy rat race lifestyle, if you can only afford to take 2 days to recharge, then it's better than nothing.
Exactly.
I suppose.
Exactly.
So our recharge retreat is a 2-day retreat.
Wow.
And it includes yoga, your meals are all vegetarian based, you have treatments at the spa that's included, it's just small little, it's smoothies and things like that, and it's basically just to switch off for 2 days and connect back to yourself.
Yes.
And experience something different.
Amazing.
And I think that's enough for people to recharge themselves.
That's
to go
so
back
true.
To their lifestyle, busy lifestyle.
Now, so one of the things you mentioned earlier is that also there's, you know, you don't offer burgers and pizzas and things like that. Because it makes sense to have a wellness spa that really connects to, you know, holistic wellness.
Mm.
And would you say that nutrition is a big part of that?
Well, I think that's most part.
Mm.
Because if you are feeling like, I went through a patch in the last 2 weeks where I was drained and I was tired and I was emotional and I mean, I sat with my therapist last week and I said to her, I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, I feel like I'm just unraveling. Yes. And I said to her, you know what? I haven't been sleeping well for the last 2 weeks. I haven't been drinking enough water. Mm. I haven't been eating 6 meals that I usually do. And I sat there, and without her saying a word, I figured it out for myself. And I was like, get back to basics, Tanya.
Reconnect.
Back to basics. Mm. And I mean, it's actually basic.
Yeah.
If you just eat healthy, 6 small meals a day, and you drink your 2 liters of water, and you go to bed earlier, your entire life can change.
Yes.
Within 2 days, actually.
Yes.
I mean, by the second day, I was feeling myself again.
Wow.
I was like, I'm fine, I'm on track, I can do this.
Mm.
And then now I know, like, in future, if I feel like I am busy unraveling, I get back to basics.
Mm.
Remind yourself, have you drank enough water today?
Exactly.
Did you go to bed earlier?
Didn't
skip any meals. Yeah. And if something as simple as nutrition can make such a big change in your body and your emotional state,
yes,
by just not following it, then, I mean, then that's the number one thing to change your life.
So important. Mm. Now, for people who don't know about Woodlands, where do they go to find out more about your treatments and what you offer and this beautiful place?
Well, basically, you can just go onto our website. Okay. The website was designed to actually feel like you are here. Mm-hmm. So all our pictures on the website is what it looks like here. Mm-hmm. Our treatment menu, all our promotions,
yes,
it gets updated all the time.
Fantastic.
There's a blog, and it's just everything you want to know you can find on there.
Fantastic.
But yeah, basically that's it.
Fantastic. Tanya, thank you so much for chatting to us. And of course, everybody will be able to find out all this and more on lisha.co.za. Just being here, I really feel like I've taken away such relaxation and such sanctuary, I think. I mean, that's the thing about Woodlands. You already feel the healing possibilities when you walk in.
Yeah, it's very nice having you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.